Well, next, a new phone scam. The National Cyber Security Centre is warning about the scam centres on people getting cold calls from scammers pretending to be from reputable companies offering mobile phone upgrades. Tech editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, Adrian Weckler, is with us now. Adrian, bring us through how this scam works. It's sophisticated, it's very believable, and it has lots of stages.
Yeah, it's a particularly tricky and clever one. The scammer calls you up, it cold calls you. You get a call from somebody who says that they're from your mobile phone operator and they are giving you an upgrade. While you are on the call with them, they simultaneously are on the actual mobile operator's website, and they're using the forgot password feature, which many of us have encountered on that mobile operator website. That triggers a verification code to be sent to your phone. So it seems like you're talking to a legitimate representative, because as they are talking to you, you're getting a verification code on your phone. They ask you for it. If you give it to them, they then get into your account. They actually order you an upgrade, a very expensive phone, to be sent to your house. And then a few days later, they'll ring you back, say there's been a mistake, confusion. They're going to give you a refund and they need to collect the upgraded phone, which could be worth up to €2,000. So now they have your account details, and they also have a really expensive phone that you're paying for.
Do we know at this stage, has anyone fallen foul of this scam?
We know that it's a serious enough issue that the National Cybersecurity Centre has issued a warning about this, which it doesn't usually do. It only really takes this step a handful of times during the year. It hasn't shared details of the number of incidences it has recounted. But the fact that it is issuing this as a warning, and the fact that it is coming at a time of the year as well, when many of us will be aware that phone scams and traps are now rife. Many of us will have gotten fake texts from purporting to be from the likes of OnPost or from Amazon or from, you know, delivery companies, mobile operators, toll companies. This is a time of the year when people are very, very busy. They're trying to buy things, they're trying to organize things. And the evidence appears to be, according to the National Cybersecurity Centre, that this scam is doing the rounds.
Well, a free phone always sounds too good to be true, but what should punters be watching out for? And what should they do if they're scammed?
Well, if they're scammed, they should contact their bank. They should organise their cards, cancel them if necessary. They should also contact the mobile operator. The National Cybersecurity Centre is saying they should also call the guards. But before any of that happens, most people should be doing things like activating what is called two-factor security authentication. And that's just a safety feature. So if somebody tries to get into your account, you get a text message or an email saying that there is an unfamiliar attempt to get into your account. You'll often see that on a website or in an app. Do you want to enable two-factor authentication? Do that and you'll protect yourself an awful lot easier against a scam like this.
Adrian Weckler, thanks for that.